Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Today we are going to be talking to David McGrath-Schwartz, political reporter with the Las Vegas Sun, about Wisconsin, taxes, and the power of unions. Plus, our power pundit panel with Chris Wicker, Wayne Frediani, and Steve Ranson. Next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day. To make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Reno Rodeo is a true Nevada experience.
I love designer jeans.
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th, starting with Bulls, Bulls, and Nothing But Bulls. As Extreme Bulls kicks off 10 nights of bulldaciousness. Get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Come on down to the Reno Rodeo.
Before Wall Street gave him $200,000 in campaign cash, before he voted to let bank CEOs take millions in taxpayer-funded bonuses, Dean Heller was a stockbroker. No wonder he voted against Wall Street reform, against holding the big banks accountable. Heller even voted to risk your Social Security here in the stock market. Dean Heller. He votes like he still works for Wall Street, and that's bad for you. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for content of this advertising.
This segment is brought to you by Allris Consulting, providing government relations and business development services since 1999. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with David McGrath-Schwartz, political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, David, one of the biggest stories of the year, probably second only to the presidential election and maybe what the Supreme Court is going to do, was this recall in Wisconsin where Governor Scott Walker beat Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett 54% to 46%. Do you think this shows the unions are weak and that Barack Obama may have a limited his chances of winning Wisconsin are now limited?
I think no matter how Democrats are trying to spin it and Obama is trying to spin it, it was a blow. I mean, they put a lot of resources and a lot of effort, and traditional Democratic allies like labor put a lot of effort into trying to recall the governor, and it was a blow. I'm not sure whether or not Wisconsin is going to be a battleground. You know, I think it is going to be a battleground, but I'm not sure how much it portends. What I'm wondering or interested in is how it's going to affect the state policy and the fights that Nevada is going to have, the ongoing fights that we've had for a few years now over public employee benefits, collective bargaining, and how that is going to affect the dynamic here in Nevada.
Now, we had those issues come up last session. In Nevada, you know, the legislature has been controlled by Democrats for the last few years. The assembly has been controlled by the Democrats for, I think, since 1983, with one little blip there in the mid-90s when it was a split house. So do you think that's a real possibility, you know, having the Democratic Party being in control of the legislature, and or at least one house of the legislature? Is there any real possibility of that happening in Nevada?
I think you're right. A lot of it depends on what party controls the state Senate this cycle. You know, Republicans are trying very hard to take over, to take back control of the state Senate. I think you also have the Republican governor, Brian Sandoval, and where does he stand on it, and how hard is he going to push on this? So far, he has not made this a top priority as far as, you know, aggressively taking on the unions and collective bargaining. But, you know, a lot of Republican lawmakers want to see further changes in that.
You know, I think everybody realizes that this is a ticking time bomb. And most politicians, it's really easy to ignore. It's like there's a big crap sandwich sitting on your desk and you don't want to take a bite out of it. You got a guy like Scott Walker who finally comes around and does, and, you know, gets hit with a recall, hit with protests, has people leaving the state, you know, creates a, you know, a big political bomb in his state by trying to address these issues. Do you think that the outcome of last night's election is going to give some governors some courage to maybe take a bite out of that sandwich instead of letting it become a buffet in the future?
I'm still getting the image of a crap sandwich out of my head. I'm sorry. I think it is. I think you're going to see legislators emboldened by this, Republican legislators emboldened. I think you're going to see that, and you have the teachers union winning arbitration in Clark County, which the school district says is going to force them to lay off a lot more teachers than they would have had to because they have to give raises.
And they didn't have to in Wisconsin.
Right. I think you're having the situation in North Las Vegas where they have declared a state of emergency to deal with their union negotiations. But again, I come back to where is the governor going to be on this? I think he very consciously wants to avoid the rancor and the real contentiousness and division that the Wisconsin situation has caused. So it's an open question right now about where Governor Sandoval is going to come down on this.
Yeah, in Scott Walker's speech last night, he seemed to apologize for not what he did, but how he approached it, you know, mm-hmm. not having that talk first. But and it wasn't really a surprise because he had said all during the campaign, these are the things that we're going to do. Do you think people were surprised that you actually had a politician who followed through with some of his promises?
I always believe my politicians when they do things, when they do what they say, so.
Okay, so you're... All right, let's...
Don't be so cynical, Paul.
I love hearing that from a reporter. So, David, let's talk about the unions because they are making a push here in Nevada. Today they are going to announce they are filing an initiative petition, and we don't know if that's to change the Constitution or the statute to implement a 2% margins tax on businesses earning more than $1 million. In light of last night's events, do you think that this is going to be able to go through? Do you think there's going to be some pushback on this?
I think it is going to be statutory, and I think there is going to be pushback. It's not going to come before voters until probably 2014. What they're going to do is collect a bunch of signatures, and then it's going to go to the legislature in 2013. You know, it's going to be tough, verging on impossible, to see how the legislature is actually going to pass it. They need two-thirds there. So it is probably going to go to, if they collect enough signatures, it's going to go to the ballot in 2014. And then it's an uphill fight. You know, the economy, I think, is still struggling. You know, and it's hard to see their path to victory, which I think is part of the reason why you're seeing a lot of the traditional allies of broadening the tax base or increasing taxes on general business, like gaming and mining, on the sidelines, is because there's polling that says it's a tough thing to pass.
All right, that's where we have to leave it. This segment, we're going to be right back with David McGrath-Schwartz with the Las Vegas Sun.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
The Retail Association of Nevada. representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984 or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is brought to you by Allris Consulting, providing government relations and business development services since 1999. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with Dave McGrath-Schwartz, the Las political reporter, or Capitol Bureau reporter for the Las Vegas
State government, everything.
All right. Perfect. So we'll get everything in there. You did write an article that is in today's Las Vegas Sun about business owners and where they are on Obama versus Romney. What did you learn from that?
I learned that... I talked to a couple business owners, a few business owners, about why they're supporting either Governor Romney or President Obama. One person I talked to that I was interested in was Debbie Summers. 4 years ago, she had a couple events for Obama, one at her business, Summers Furniture, and one at her house. You know, she had Bette Midler at her house. And she was an Obama supporter. Now, last week, she hosted an event for Governor Romney at her business, furniture manufacturing and retail, and providing a lot of furniture for conventions. And now she's a Romney supporter. She's disillusioned with the president and the administration, frustrated by the long recession, as I think probably a lot of business owners are.
So are there any specifics that she's looking at President Obama and blaming him? Is she saying, hey, Obamacare is making my insurance more expensive?
She did talk about that. She's worried about if it is upheld by the Supreme Court, you know, how that's going to affect her insurance costs. She is concerned about that. She is frustrated that she feels like big business and were bailed out, were helped by the stimulus, but small businesses weren't, her business wasn't. So there is frustration about that.
Now, how about business owners in favor of the president?
Yeah, I talked to one business owner. I talked to a couple, but one who I featured was a restaurant owner down in Las Vegas who said that, you know, it was helped directly by a tax credit. He hired a bunch of employees who had been unemployed for 3 months and received about $10,000 worth of tax credits for that, but also talked about the general mood and sort of this feeling that the president gets in this optimism about the future that, you know, he says, hey, I need people to get out of their house, to be optimistic about going out, and feels like the president helped with that, and sort of a general mood, an intangible feeling.
Who do you think has bigger coattails in Nevada as far as the down ballot races? Is it going to be Barack Obama? Is it going to be Mitt Romney? I mean, it's going to have an impact on the Senate race, on who's in control of the state Senate, on a number of Senate races, or are there no coattails?
I think there are coattails. I think right now, the president from 2008 had gigantic coattails, or Obama had gigantic coattails back in 2008. I think right now it's unclear how big the coattails of Mitt Romney could be. The economy has to be a huge drag on the president, but the organization of the Democrats is just so far superior to what the Republicans have in Nevada that I think they're going to be able to leverage it right now, leverage any type of excitement that could be generated by the president much better than Republicans.
In Nevada, we've kind of swung from a toss-up state to a lean Obama. So you think we're probably more a light blue than a gray at this point?
No, right now I would say that we're a genuine toss-up state. I think if the Republican Party had had better organization and had its act together, maybe we'd be, with the bad economy, that maybe we'd favor someone looking to get the incumbents out. You know, no message works better than throw the bums out consistently, no matter what party is in, and particularly in a bad economy. But with the lack of organization on the Republican side, I think it's hard for them to leverage that message.
All right. Well, it's been interesting. You know, you bring up the Republican Party, and there has been a mess, although there's been this shadow party that has been started, kind of directed by Governor Romney, saying this is going to be who's going to organizing for us in the state of Nevada. And some members of Congress have even lashed on to that. Do you think that's going to make a difference, or do you think that Obama, he has 130 people on the ground right now getting people registered to vote, there's no way to overcome that?
Well, if there is no way to overcome it, then, we could mark the electoral votes in President Obama's side. But I think there is a way to overcome it. I think Republicans, though, are trying to build an organization from scratch right now, and that's hard to do. Democrats have been here constantly for, they've had a constant presence in the state for years now, which Republicans have not. You know, through cycles, they've been trying to rebuild, and then they let it fall off, and then they try to rebuild, and that's very difficult to do.
And I think the Democrats have Harry Reid to thank for a lot of that.
Sure, and it's an open question about, who the Republicans have and why they don't have anyone who stepped in to fill that role.
All right. Hey, David, thank you very much.
Thanks.
We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Don't miss the power to win more on the Eldorado's all-new Power Pennies. More power to win. Earn bonus spins for free play, and bonuses follow you. Power Ponies, hourly races, and a chance to win free play daily. More power to win. Win free play daily with random birthday bonus. Power Pennies, fantastic Friday slot tournaments. Win up to $1,000. Power Pennies, Eldorado Lotto every Friday. Play Power Pennies at the Eldorado.
JM Furniture has some amazing family entertainment deals in store. Like this microfiber leather look 4-recliner console sectional for just $1,399. And great deals on these entertainment consoles starting at just $179 with many styles and sizes to choose from. And don't forget, when you purchase any memory foam mattress from Serta, Simmons, Englander or Tempur-Pedic, you'll receive a $200 gift certificate to spend on any future purchase. Only at JM Furniture.
Wow.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with our Power Pundit panel. We have Chris Wicker, who is the spokesman for the Washoe County Democrats, Wayne Frediani, the executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers, and Steve Ranson, the editor of the Lahontan Valley News. So welcome, gentlemen. Let's talk Wisconsin. I know we just talked with David about that in our earlier segment, but it is a huge story. Steve, what do you think the survival, the first survival ever of a governor in a recall, means nationwide?
I think nationwide it means that his policies, or at least the way he was looking at things, survived the plurality of the vote there in Wisconsin. But as he's mentioned, he's made a few mistakes along the way, and now what we're looking at is perhaps a Democrat-controlled state Senate there in Wisconsin. So he's going to be forced now to compromise, or at least talk to the other side so they can work on the problems of Wisconsin. So in one step, yes, it's been a victory for Walker. In another step, I look at it as a small victory for the Democrats over there in Wisconsin because of the state Senate majority.
All right. I'm not skipping you. We're going to come back to you. But Chris, I want to go to you on that. Is this detrimental for the unions, or do you see this as a small victory that they were able to take out Senator Van Wangerd?
I think it's a mixed bag for the unions. I think there's some important lessons to be learned from this. And one thing that you have to look at when considering the effect of this election is that there was a significant percentage, and I don't recall what the percentage is, of those who voted against recall in polling surveys said they just didn't think that recall was appropriate where there isn't evidence of wrongdoing, some kind of like criminal wrongdoing. And so, you know, that's a major factor, particularly when you look at Obama is still leading in the polls there in Wisconsin. The other thing I think everybody has to recognize is the role of money in elections. We saw in the Republican primary that Mitt Romney was able to raise a ton of money through his super PACs, and technically he didn't raise it, but through his super PACs, and was able to bowl over his Republican rivals by just spending the heck out of them. In this case, we saw, I think it was something like 4-1 spending that favored Scott Walker. And I think people just have to recognize this is the future of politics, where massive spending can win any election. I don't know what difference it made in this one, but you have to think it made a difference.
Wayne, do you think that the voters there were saying, hey, thank you, Scott Walker, for taking on the tough issues, the issues that nobody wanted to touch, that have been the third rail in politics, and that's union benefits and entitlements and collective bargaining? Or do you think he was just able to organize better and spend more money than the other side?
Well, probably both. I mean, I think it's somewhat of a hit to labor. I'm not sure that all the Republican governors will go after this as an issue, but I think that in general, the public is looking at the transparency issues of these public employees and unions and benefits, etc., and really looking at this and saying, this is out of whack. It's gotten out of whack, and they want to see it more in line with what private enterprise is doing and what the private citizen gets. And so it'll be interesting to see what kind of movement it is, but I think a combination of both, Paul.
Steve, do you think that we are in a new political world where it is private sector versus public sector, where there has kind of been a partnership for a long time, but because of the issues that have been precipitated by this economic crisis, that you have people in the private sector looking at people in the public sector and saying, we have to change these things? Do you think that's the new realm of politics we're in today?
I think it's been around off and on for quite a few years, but it's just been brought to the forefront in the last 3 or 4 years when the economy has become worse. I hear from the public sector people of we're entitled to this, we need our benefits, no, we're not going to take a pay cut, but some of them have, whereas the private sector, they've laid off people, they've cut back benefits, they have furloughed management, and we've been talking about Wisconsin. One thing that's been lost in that is that the voters in San Diego and San Jose they have overwhelmingly voted to pare back the benefits for government workers. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of looking at that to go along with your question that, people perhaps involved in private industry are saying, enough is enough. Let's just try and bring you back to where we are.
I'm going to throw this out there. Are the Republicans the party of the private sector and the Democrats the party of the public sector? Is that the point we've gotten to?
I think it's a active strategy employed by the Republican Party and on your earlier point.
And also the Democrats.
I think the Republican Party has actively pitted the private sector, private citizens against public employees. And what's happened, and it's a sad commentary on the economy, is that it used to be that public employees had lower than private sector salaries, but they made up for it in their benefits. Now the salaries of the private sector have been so cut back and the economy has so reduced the position of private sector employees that public sector employees have kind of, in some respects, have a higher than average salary, and not because they've had these giant increases, but because the private sector has done so poorly.
Wayne, I'm going to give you the last word. Do you agree with that assertion?
Well, to somewhat. I think also that the people are just looking, and the non-union type citizen who's not a part of a bargaining agreement is looking at this business model that's gone on for quite a while in the public sector, and they're saying, you know what? Things have changed, and they have to change. And I think legislators are looking at it. I think governors are looking at it. And like Chris says, with this economic recession, it's going to be looked at. It's a tough, tough time right now.
All right, that's where we have to leave it. We will be back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression.
I couldn't walk in the morning until I met Brian. He straightened me out.
I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease.
What a result. My before and after MRIs are absolutely incredible. Now I can go out, play golf without taking any medication at all.
My primary goal is to get you or a loved one back to a pain-free and very active lifestyle. In just 3 days, most of our patients experience that relief. But if that's not the case, those 3 days are complimentary.
Obviously, there are going to be doubts, but this procedure really works.
Our consultations are always free, and we offer a 3-day no-risk trial to all qualified candidates. Give ProSpinal a call today at 336-3472 or visit us online at prospinalinc.com.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Time to enjoy winter weather with Lightning Loot at the Nugget. Win random jackpots of $5,000 to $10,000 weekly. Every time anyone hits a Lightning Loot jackpot, everyone playing with a John's Club card also wins $10 in free play. Pocket more cash on Hot Seat Tuesdays and Thursdays and earn entries into our big monthly drawings. Play Lightning Loot. It can strike anytime. And when it does, everybody wins.
On our next broadcast, we're going to have Major April Conway with the Nevada Air National Guard. Thanks for watching and listening.